Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, you know we do. Each episode, we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Woo! Hey, babe.
Hi. Diana, how are you today?
Good. I just saw some marathon runners.
You got really excited. I almost saw, I think, a tear in your eye.
I did. I always start crying when I see the Grammys running.
They're really bless cute. The Grammys. They're not the award show, but the old ladies who run
the
marathons.
Old ladies.
Oh, well, let me tell you what. We got someone very special in studio with us today.
We do. She is not a Grammy. You know this dame. She's one half of an award-winning aerobatic burlesque super duo.
And she's a burlesque superstar. You can see her anywhere from the box to the slipper room in New York City. And the Village Voice called her act the only way to end the party. Welcome, Trixie Little.
Woo!
Thank you.
Trixie. Hi. How are you?
Good.
Nice.
Very good.
Did you see any marathon action today?
Just on the television.
Okay.
A little bleary-eyed this morning due to the time change.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's just such a tricky thing that no one can understand. No one. I've never heard
no
of it.
No one understands.
Not a single person.
No.
Oh, So we asked you, we like to wine and dine our guests here on
Ménage
à Trois.
We like to
keep it very classy. And we asked you what you would like, and you said something bubbly. All shades of wine.
It's either tequila or champagne. One or the other.
I didn't.
Tequila feels a little advanced right now.
Yeah, in the early afternoon tequila, that just sets you up for a horrendous evening. So we got some Prosecco.
Woo! Perfect. Some bubbles. I love when people want it. I get excited.
Woo!
There it is.
Woo! Nice work, babe.
All right.
My favorite.
So Trixie,
yes.
You're a burlesque star.
Yes.
World renowned. How do you feel like your professional life has affected your love life?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, I do perform with my husband and partner, the Evil Hate Monkey, and we have been performing together for 11 years.
Amazing.
That's
and,
great.
You know, in the beginning when it was just all young and innocent and we were just doing it for fun before we were also doing it for money, it's very intertwined. Like some of the things we would do, we would know that like if we would get excited, working on an act and, you know, have sex immediately, that it was going to work. So if we felt like we wanted to, if we made ourselves laugh or if we wanted to have sex afterwards, we were like, oh, we're totally on the right track.
That's awesome. And what's the opposite of that?
The opposite of that is after 11 years, we're like, we really have to work on an act right now. I mean, our love life is fine, but working on it, the work part is actually the part that I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. I think when we hit the 11th year of this podcast, Murph and I may just divorce.
That will be it. That will be.
You guys just stay the course. Yes. Hold it out. It's going to be fine.
Nice. Yeah. Working and sexing together is an incredible duo.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice if you can make that work.
You know, one funny story actually is that people, because we've always done acrobatic things and people always have been like, oh my God, your love life must be wild. You know, they find out we do trapeze and they're like, oh my God, you must have the wildest sex, which is so funny because there's nothing about trapeze that makes you want to have sex when you're on it. It's the most painful thing you can imagine.
I imagine you're twisting
steel
in all sorts
bar
of ways.
With,
digging
with
into
rope.
Your ass.
Yeah, it's incredibly painful. And I always thought this was so funny. So literally, finally, we were like, you know what? Let's just give it to him. We're just going to show him what it looks like. So our best trapeze act is based on the Kama Sutra. So we basically played out that whole monkey sex swing fantasy.
They were probably pretty riled up that evening.
And you're just covered in blisters.
Yeah. Well, we're just in these like ridiculous positions and it's really fun. You know, we're sucking on toes and.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm.
That's an act. I just ran a mental picture of that act in my brain. It sounded great.
That's funny, though, because people probably think like trapeze, like instantly think like sex swing.
They do.
They imagine that you live in like a dungeon.
And if you go to a circus school, like it's so not sexy. Like there's nothing sexy about training
right.
in the circus. It's like
just grinding it
out.
Yeah,
it's just like you're covered in bruises and it's sweaty and smelly. It really smells funky like a guy's locker room. It's disgusting.
Right. I can see that.
You know.
Keep the fantasy alive.
Keep it on stage, though. The Kama Sutra on stage looks much different. We're like, oh, yeah.
Let's cheers really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Ooh.
The clink, clink, clink.
Clink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell. Mm,
delightful.
Well, Kama Sutra is a very scientific sexual exploration.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of a little something called sexy science.
Your segues are getting incredible. So amazing.
They're just elaborate. They're too elaborate for anyone. It's good. Yeah, so what we do here is we rip articles from the headlines.
Ripped from the headlines.
These are things that combine our loves of science and sex. And this is from Caroline Frost, who's a licensed marriage and family therapist who specializes in intimacy disorders, sex, and love addiction. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the picture Don John? It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have you seen this picture?
No. This week in the news? I think I saw the trailer for the movie.
Yeah, for
the movie.
Well, this is just kind of...
She uses the movie as a jumping off point to talk about people. Basically, in the movie, like, Scarlett Johansson is like a romance addict and Joseph Gordon-Levitt is like a sex addict. And they're like having trouble actually being
intimate. Well, a porn. He's not a sex addict because he doesn't... Okay. It's just porn.
But I mean,
porn.
The fantasy, the physical fantasy, whereas hers is like, we're going to hold hands everywhere and there's going to be music playing.
So she has this unrealistic picture of what the relationship should be and he has an unrealistic fantasy of what the sex should be through pornography. So
shenanigans ensue. But...
Yeah. So they're not the perfect match, as it turns out, and they slowly deteriorate. But I think the idea here is that it's, one, he has an addiction to porn. So he's got this habit of watching pornography constantly. So I guess first and foremost, I guess there is a such thing as watching porn too much, unless you're in the right relationship where that's okay to watch a ton of porn. I think it's just a matchmaking thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I think watching porn is fine. I think the problem is like the unrealistic expectations, you know, like
placed on the sex by porn. Well, because the character in the film says that, and this is what Caroline Frost says she deals with a lot, is that when you're watching so much porn and dealing with that fantastical type of sex, you start to be like, there's nothing as good as that. Like, I'm not going to be able to match that in the bedroom. Kind of the trapeze artist that you're talking about. People just want that fantasy of watching something. And then when it actually comes down to the real deal, they're like, it was a little disappointing.
Yeah, no, I worry about like young dudes watching like a ton of porn before they ever have any kind of sex and then having like real sex and being like, well, that was bumbling and awkward and there was like weird lumps on that person's body. You know, like it's just like never going to be like that.
When it crosses over from it being a fantasy into you expecting it in reality, it's not going to work.
Yeah, you're like, when she didn't have an orgasm that lasted 20 minutes with like screaming and fireworks and like...
Waterworks.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Where were the waterworks? and I think it's also...
And then the counterpart of like Scarlett Johansson's character is like being addicted to... Like what she sees in the movies for women, you know, it's like overly simplified, but it's like she's like thinking they're going to be like adopting puppies every 5 minutes and like prancing down the beach. And that's not realistic.
And they'll have
either.
An argument. He'll grab her at the airport right before she leaves.
Exactly.
And then they'll
right.
passionately kiss. And yeah.
Go to Italy.
Yeah. I mean, that's so there's emotional porn and then there's the physical porn. So every rom-com
with
Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson is
emotional
porn.
It's kind of interesting,
porn,
though, because I guess I've thought less about the Scarlett Johansson perspective, like the fact that it's just equally as damaging to have the puppy fantasy.
Yeah.
Right.
As like, the porn fantasy.
Yeah, like you're almost like setting up drama because you think it'll unfold in this rom-com way, but it doesn't, you know? And you're like, oh, wait.
Well, I think the key thing too that this therapist is talking about is being present is difficult for people. So actually being in the moment and being happy with what's going on in your life, if you're not and you don't live in the present often enough, you have intimacy issues because you're constantly thinking of either the puppy or the crazy 69 standing in the shower or whatever it is, and then you're not really living in the moment and being happy with what's going on.
Yes. Right. That old lesson.
So damn. What's the deal? We're just all fucked?
Well, yeah. I mean, we shouldn't watch rom-coms or a lot of graphic pornography, I guess, is the takeaway.
Just watch sci-fi.
Sci-fi only, and then your expectations will be magical.
So we
really like to help people.
I think we just did a little bit.
I think we really did. I think we really just offered some... sound advice, but
pearls
let's offer
of wisdom.
Yeah, let's offer more
pearls.
People write to us and they flag us down on the street while they're running marathons sometimes, and they ask us different questions for advice. So we like to try to help them in something we call listener love.
Listener mailbag.
All right, our first question comes to us from Stevie in Norristown. Is that in Pennsylvania?
Norristown is in Pennsylvania. It's just outside Philadelphia.
All right. Comes to us at our email, which is menageatrois.radio@gmail.com. Stevie asks, I always get happy endings after massages. My girlfriend just found out and wants one too. I don't want some guy fingering her pussy. She says I'm being unfair. What the fuck? Stevie.
Stevie.
That's kind of a double standard.
Deaf, right?
Yeah.
I think people separate, like, they think it's, like, more intimate if there's, like, some sort of penetration. But yeah. I think it has to be equal.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're not going to – I mean, I guess you could penetrate the gentleman's butthole, but you're not going to penetrate his penis. So it's really not fair to say that
– You could stick, like, a wire in his
tickle. I don't know why penetration is the line. I don't know what – yeah. But, yeah, I guess.
Wait, also, have you been to Norristown? Are there a lot of happenings there?
Are there a lot of male masseuses?
Well, I've been to Norristown. I've never been fingered or jerked off in Norristown. But –
Yikes.
I imagine there's some of that going on. Yeah, I don't know. I would say, of course, if you're being serviced at the end of this massage, I guess it also, I mean, we've had massages at the same time before.
Yeah.
I did not receive a happy ending. Did you receive a happy ending?
No, but what's really weird is like, yeah, I'm totally like into our monogamous relationship and all that. But that is the one thing, like if... Because you're, like, paying someone to work your body physically and, like, relax you. I feel like that's, like, the one time where I'd be, like, I'm totally fine with us both, like, having, like, massive, awesome orgasms at the end of, like, a one-hour full body massage.
It seems like...
It's a logical conclusion
to
that
exactly. That's what
right?
I was going to say. Yeah. It seems like it would be. It's the total release. I would be fine with that. I don't think I would also...
So, wait. Can we, like, make a pact right now that that's fine?
Let's make the pact. Cool. If at the end of any massage... The problem is... Yeah, we just shook. We just
shook. Thank you for narrating.
Yeah, but I also think that the places that we've received massages, those are very specific parlors. I think you know that going in. If you go to a...
Right.
I mean, maybe I'm just out of the loop, but I feel like you go to these places that are like, what was the place we went to?
Great Jones Spa. It's like a little fancy.
It's really nice.
I'm trying to imagine you guys having this happy ending at the same time too, during a couple's massage.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. The chances.
It's distracting.
It does. It does. If we're both in the room.
Yeah. You got to go to the right place. I think you're right.
I think that's the thing is there's a lot of places that offer decent massages with happy endings or amazing massages, no happy endings.
Right.
But then if you've got the real money, that's when you get the best massage of your life.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There has to be some really high-end spa that just like...
Also finishes. Yeah,
definitely.
Do you think it would be better? You think the services would be better?
Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah.
No, I think it would be amazing. Because I feel like you... Like those hands... are so
those hands.
They're moisturized more. They're like a little bit better.
Well, and they're so good. They're so good at what they're professional with, like bodies.
Right.
You know, like the way like they like a good masseuse works your body. I don't know. They could work your coot too. Maybe.
They could definitely work your coot.
It's a different
skill,
muscle. I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I just also feel like you're so relaxed and you feel so good at that moment. You'd have to really fuck it up for it to be bad.
Right.
You know, I would think. It's easier for a dude, too. Like, you tug on it long enough, it's probably going to, you'll eventually get there. Yeah.
Is that true?
That's the truth. I've had some terrible, just sad, like, let's just end this already, but it gets there eventually.
Even disappointed, you still get
there. Even disappointed, you do get there.
My friend Emily and I wanted to get massages at the same time at this, like, fancy spa near my mom's house. So she called and made an appointment, and she's like, they want to go at the same time so that no one would be waiting. So then they thought we were a couple getting a couple's massage. So we went into this, like, spa, and there were rose petals all over and oils.
I'm barely romantic.
Love music playing, and we were lying there naked together. And we were pretty young. I mean, now I like wouldn't care at all. I didn't care then, but I rolled over and saw her bare ass, and I started laughing so hard that I was like tensed up and I couldn't enjoy my massage. Yeah, I was just trying not to like fart.
So no happy endings there.
I was just hysterically laughing.
It's hard not to fart when you're like, that relaxed.
We're laughing that hard. Whoops.
Well, Stevie, don't set the double standard. You know, if you're going to get jazzed off, your lady should be able to get jazzed off as well. Okay, this one's from Penny.
Does that mean it's done? Case closed?
Case closed. I mean, that's... Unless you have any better advice.
No, I agree.
All right, excellent. Penny from Juneau.
Juneau.
This is Alaska. Email, my boss is having an affair. I feel remiss doing nothing, knowing he has a wife and children at home, but I'm hesitant to get involved. Any advice?
Don't get involved.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Absolutely. That's 100% great advice. Don't get involved.
See, now I think I usually would say that no matter what. I mean, you don't want to get involved with your boss because you could lose your job.
Exactly.
But I think, I don't know. I have a hard time getting involved no matter what. Unless it was, but even then, if it's a really good friend of yours and someone you don't know at all and you know that they're cheating, you still almost don't, like if it's a good friend, you'd probably tell them. But then what if they don't break up with the person?
Right.
Because I've seen that happen before.
I think it's just shitty of the boss. I mean, obviously, for in a lot of ways, but to put anyone in that position.
Yeah.
Because then you start like obsessing and thinking about like their kids. Like, that's what I'm gathering from this question, you know, is that the guilt starts to build up. Of course, you shouldn't get involved. It has nothing to do with you. But you're like, I hate that I know this, you know? I don't know. Maybe send an anonymous letter.
Maybe ask the boss, like, could you just make sure I know less?
Yeah, please. Yeah, stop. Yeah. Stop like, having sex with your mistress at the in the boardroom while we're going over the
quarterlies. Yeah, I picture him being like, Penny, I need you to make me a reservation at a motel over like lunch, you know. And she's like, fuck.
It's like Mad Men. She has to like go out and buy scarves for the mistress.
Oh, yeah.
Just tragic. Yeah, I think it is being a... Being a boss makes it a little more difficult, I guess. But I think the rule of thumb should be to not get involved in general.
I think Trixie nailed it right away. Yeah. Just don't get involved.
Case Stay closed. Out of it. Case closed.
I like that.
We're digging up all the old cold cases.
What one of those for arguing with Monkey? Ding. Ding. Case closed.
Oh, we can get you a bell.
Oh, I'm right again. Ding.
Nice.
You heard the bell?
This one's tweeted.
Oh, I'll do number three.
Do it.
At our Twitter, I really wanted to be like, this was yelled at us from a marathon runner because you said that. I wish.
I couldn't hear what that Nana was saying as she was shouting. It was something to do with the vibrator, but I couldn't hear the rest of it.
At Madison May via our Twitter, which is at Menage Radio, asks, when I don't shower, my crotch smells. Is this okay?
Madison May sounds like
what? Doesn't everything smell if you don't shower for long enough?
Yeah, but I think the gents probably a little more because they're hidden away in dark places. I don't know. I think the worst swamp. Stench on my body is probably
your balls,
my beehole, or my balls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes! Beehole.
My beehole. My beehole or my balls.
That's weird.
I heard beehole recently, and the first thing that came to mind was bunghole, not even butthole.
Yeah.
Ooh, bunghole. That's
it's
like that.
90s.
That's beehole. Like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Beavis, call in and tell us about your bunghole.
I think crotch stench is a really personal preference. I mean, if it depends.
Well, see, because it is kind of a natural. I mean, those are the pheromones that come out, right?
Yeah.
It's from that. From
I mean,
that
some area. People really
Ripped
like
from
them.
Your musk.
Some people like the raw natural musk.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I think there's good body odor and bad body odor, though. For sure. You know, like when you're camping and you're like dirty, but you like kind of smell
people,
good.
Yeah. But some people, like, I find it really annoying. There's a lot of like, sometimes there's, you know, performers that come in the dressing room that don't wear or they try natural deodorant or whatever it
Gross.
Is. And their whole smell fills up the entire room. And I find it really oppressive. Like, it's like, I'm like, get your smell out of my aura right now. Like, it's too much.
Right.
Like, and you can't get away from it. So I actually don't like it. Like, and I feel like it's a very aggressive choice when you're in a confined space like
well,
that.
Well, it is, cuz you're making a choice for other people.
And you're
too.
Performing, so you're sweating and
like,
you're
stop, you stink.
Yeah, you stink.
But
take your stench
I would
out of
say
here.
If you have enough, you know, space and whoever's into it, if that's your thing.
Well, and this though, when I don't shower my crotch smells, then shower. Or
just
don't.
Wash your crotch. You don't even have to shower.
Yeah, that's just true.
What is that, a horse bath?
That's a horse bath is what they call
which
that.
Which I don't like that name. But
no.
Well, even worse
like
is a Mexican shower, I've heard.
I feel
heard,
like it's an aristocratic bath.
Racist.
It's like keeping your crotch
yeah.
smelling like roses. Is not.
Oh, yeah. You can just get those wet wipes and you do like the crotch and the armpits.
Yes.
You
pits,
put the dry
pits,
shampoo in the hair.
Pits, tits, and slits
I mean,
is what
the days are really practical. It's a shame we don't have more of them.
I know.
Wait, what's more practical?
A bidet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've been making the bidet argument. Diana does not. She's
it's
not on board with it.
Literally all he talks about.
I can't. Every time I go to a restaurant, I call the manager over and I say, "Sir, or madam, I was in your bathroom and I was very disappointed. I will be writing it up
and
on
I'm
Yelp."
And I'm like, "Babe, we're out of Taco
Have
Bell."
Have you guys been to the Ninja restaurant?
Where's
oh
that?
My God, they have the Japanese toilets that wash you.
I love those.
Well, I'm going
yeah,
there
it's amazing.
Tonight
at the Ninja restaurant.
Ninja.
Where
restaurant.
Where is the Ninja restaurant?
Oh God, like Tribeca or something.
And they serve ninja.
It's a ninja experience where basically they come around dark corners and say, "Hiya!"
Perfect.
Like the whole time.
That's amazing.
And you've got those.
And then you get scared and shit yourself and go use the Japanese toilet.
Which cleanses you better
it's
than an American toilet
amazing.
Does.
Japan really has some of that stuff figured out.
Totally.
All right. So what do we just buy some wet wipes?
Or a bidet.
Get a bidet. Thank you, Madison May.
Good help. We just really helped so many people. Yes,
we helped people. I love the bell. It makes me feel powerful. All right, Trixie, we've asked, we've answered some questions from our fans. We've helped a lot of people, but now we want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
So we're going to move on over to six sections, which are six rapid-fire sex questions. Just answer as quickly as you can, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, starting now.
Number one, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
Oh, one life partner.
Trixie, what's the sexiest animal?
A monkey.
Woo!
Oh, who is your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, God, that's so hard. I don't know if I have one. Clark Gable?
Yes.
Nice one. What is the best song to have sex to?
Oh, anything. I would say Barry White, totally.
Barry White, there we go. Hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Backseat.
Yeah.
Woo! And what is the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Single characteristic I look for in a partner. Chest hair.
Ha ha!
Nice one.
Our producer Taylor Moore pumped his fist when he heard that one. I did the same, Taylor Moore. Excellent.
I don't know if you've seen monkey's chest hair.
Yes, I have seen a monkey's chest hair.
Oh, yeah, you have to be able to hold on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll slip
right out.
That
was really stressful, you guys.
It's the music. Music adds to it.
That added some pressure. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drink some more of this bubble.
Yeah, keep drinking. Let's do some follow-ups.
Let's do a couple
quick follow-ups. I feel like I need to think longer about my celebrity crush.
No, I think
I think Clark Gable's fantastic.
Oh, he's awesome.
Like, and he swings
throughout
all
my
over.
Life, I keep going back, and I'm like, every time I see a picture, I'm like, God, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
He's handsome as hell.
Man.
I have that with young
I don't know
Brando.
About celebrity crushes. I mean, who are yours?
Great question.
It's yours.
I feel like mine are Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz.
Mine are always women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, women. Well, like, I mean, I'm biased. As
I would
a heterosexual
go young Brando,
man,
but, young yeah. Paul Newman, yeah. Like, you know, young Johnny Depp.
Young yeah. Brando. Old Brando.
Young Brando.
Yeah, that's yours.
Yeah, mine is Marlon Brando moments before his death. Yeah. That's my
you just like
crush.
Fuck him into heart explosion.
Yeah, he rolls over on me and you never hear from me again. That's
what,
my
what's
fantasy.
Your celebrity crush, dear?
Number one all time, Pam Grier is probably at very close to
one.
The
that's
top.
A good one.
She just I like badass on top of sexy. The badass sexy combo from Pam Grier is, I think, yet to be duplicated in Hollywood. Yeah.
I also like ugly sexy. Like mm-hmm. I like people, like I like Javier Bardem, which a lot of people would just say he's straight up sexy, but he looks like he's like been in a couple
fights.
He looks
like he knows how to fuck.
Yeah. And he's like beaten up.
Yeah. You're
like
oh
that.
Yeah. He knows his way around.
He knows his way around. He's a masseuse / manual stimulation expert.
He has that chest hair you could grab onto.
Well, I'll tell you, Bardem and Pam Grier together, pretty amazing couple, but that's just a fantasy. Right now we want to talk about reality. No, go ahead. What were you
going to say? Well, now I'm regretting my choice about Barry White, too. I mean, although it, because it's almost.
Javier Bardem sings Barry White?
I know, right? Well, it's funny what comes out of your mouth. Now I'm thinking about it too much.
But Barry White, who do you think now?
I don't know. I'd have to think more. But, I mean, every time I hear Barry White, you know, you're like, that's fucking
sexy.
Music.
Yeah. That just voice.
Is. Well, and he's singing about fucking.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's all it is. It's just straight up.
If you listen to lyrics of a good Barry White song, it's like, oh, baby.
Here's what I want to do.
But then I feel weird about it because I feel like my cat is sort of an incarnation of Barry White.
What?
Like
what?
That he's a black man and a Maine Coon cat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Maine Coon, which is
amazing.
So now I feel
weird. I'm psychoanalyzing my
like, you're like,
cat.
Do I want to fuck my cat?
Is there some sexual energy?
Well, wait, what was your sexy animal? It wasn't a cat. It was
a monkey.
Monkey, of course, yes.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just going to say, I think Barry White's either singing about sex or like a really good cheeseburger.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Like, it's like,
no. Yep. Dram
that
shop.
Was my delayed reaction. But I was like, no, it's definitely something sensual. Experience.
Which cheeseburgers can be very sensual.
We destroyed your amazing segue.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Okay.
Can
I only
go back to
I
it?
Only have one every 15 episodes. Well, anywho, we're going to talk about a PC spotlight. That's very near and dear to us.
That's our power couple of the week.
You know him. Child actor, rapper, and heir to the throne of Bel Air.
You know her. A raven-haired tween reality royal. We're talking about Jaden Smith.
And Kylie Jenner. Well, this is not near and dear to us at all. I lied. Right
no,
out of
this
the
is
gates.
Just weird.
So do you know about couple. These two? Do you know
no.
who these two are? This is Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's son, who played the new Karate Kid. Yeah, which was not...
So he's like 12 now?
Yeah.
He's 15, which is still.
But he looks 12.
And okay. Kylie Jenner is the half-sister of the Kardashian clan.
So what's weird about this is essentially like our like American royalty, like Los Angeles arranged marriage. Like there's no way these guys just met and wanted to date. You know, I feel like they were like, had a PR assistant call a PR assistant, you know, and then they were like going to like movies.
I want to think it's just a cute teenage relationship.
No way.
Because, of course, everyone wants to think that. But no, this had to be arranged.
This is really weird. Also, the Smiths are really weird.
Yes. You know, and I'm realizing more and more that celebrities are super duper weird. Mm-hmm. Like I have a friend who is a massage therapist who's paid to massage a very famous celebrity in her sleep.
What?
Sit there and massage her in her sleep. She's not allowed to look at her. Oh. She's not allowed to look in her direction. There's like security people watching her. But like, what
so
kind of
bizarre.
Life do you live that you would like have someone who's not allowed to look at you, but is literally, I mean, talk about like the, you know, intimacy of like a massage while you're sleeping next to your husband.
That is bizarre.
It is the weirdest thing
so
ever.
Many
her
questions.
Stories are so weird.
How did she not wake up? Tell us everything.
I guess she's recovering from an injury or something. Like,
so she's
it's
on
like
drugs.
Therapeutic massage. I'm sure.
Yeah, she's got to be on some sort of.
No, because someone's.
Kind of planet, though. I mean, it's like what life that your staff is in the room with you when you're sleeping. It's like weird.
Yeah, they're watching That's over the whole
crazy.
Affair, which is
so
very
just
strange.
Actually, I just brought that up to highlight the fact that celebrities are completely bonkers.
Yeah.
Wait, follow-up question. What celebrity is that?
I can't say it. I know.
I had to try. Yeah,
I know. Of course. I would love to say because you'd be like, of course. So crazy.
I just
thought of someone.
Me too. But the Smiths, okay, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Is it Will Smith? Can we rule out Will Smith? All right, yeah, the Smiths.
But they're known to be Scientologists, but they'll never state that. Yeah, and they come out and they're like, no, we're just worshipers at the church of all gods and all religions. Like, they're just this, like, ugh. And the kids talk like they're, like, 90-year-old gurus, and the whole thing is, like, so bizarre.
Yeah. Yes. Well, they're very big on cultivating images. Right. Will Smith is great at doing that and really only has to do – I mean, he's dialed up a few really good performances throughout his career, but he's definitely just, like, every 2 years he'll be in a huge blockbuster – and that just keeps his image going, and then he moves on. I think they're very image conscious.
Well, I saw an interview. This was going around a while ago. I don't know if you saw this, but it was with Will Smith and his son, Jaden Smith, who we're talking about. And they were being interviewed on some terrible movie they did together. Does anyone remember that? Some movie, whatever.
All right.
It was a couple months ago, but they were like talking about, they were like, oh, you're like a spiritual family. Like, where does your, like, where do your ideas come from? And they were like, we're obsessed with patterns. It's all about patterns. They're like, I read
something.
It's
like houndstooth.
Yeah.
I wish
it's all about
them.
The patterns.
Paisley. No, but they were like, look, I see patterns in things. Other people see movies. I see patterns. I see like groupings of colors and like ideas. And like, I can see that and no one else can.
Yeah.
And it was just so reminiscent
of
that's, like
I'm trying
Tom
to remember
Cruise
the name
when
that
he's
movie
talking about like his so powers. Crazy. And like, you're just like, what? This kid is 15.
God, that's so weird.
Like, you're fucking
See,
up.
If I was a celebrity parent, like, I would probably – I mean, my kid would hate me because I'd be like, you are going to work in a shitty restaurant washing dishes for the next 5 years.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, well, instead, they've – because there was a quote that Jaden Smith was saying he's still – he was thinking about getting emancipated from his parents, but then said he was – until he has a movie that's bigger than one of his father's movies that grosses more, then he can still live at home. He's like, why not live at home for like 10, 20, 30 years? Like my parents have.
Why which is compete just, with your dad?
It's also very strange, yeah.
Well, it's just very like bizarre to be thinking like that when you're 15.
Well, Will Smith's on another level because there's also celebrities. It's the same thing with Tom Cruise. There's a level of celebrity that's maybe a little awkward and you get out of touch with reality just a little bit because you got everything is being done for you and set up for you and your whole life is scheduled and managed and all that. But I think this is a top tier because I think Will Smith is on that top tier.
No, he's
celebrity.
A movie star.
From the time he was a kid, was a TV star.
But I'm just saying he's like
a musician, star, in as a recording artist, and then a huge Hollywood star. So he's got.
But I just mean the balls on you to be like, as soon as I make a film larger than my movie star dad's, then I'll. And you're like, you're 15. What are you talking about?
Well, we've also.
Well, the unfortunate thing is that anyone's listening to a 15-year-old, really.
Yeah.
Right.
And
the unfortunate thing is that we're talking about it on our podcast.
Right? I mean, it's like the jackass stuff that you say when you're
Oh, I'm sure. I'm so glad there were microphones around.
But then, like, a month later, you're ready to slit your wrist, you know?
That's true.
Yes.
No, that's true. If anyone had quoted me when I was 15, it would be,
really,
like,
unfortunate. Yeah.
The worst shit.
They should be protected a little bit from that, I feel like.
I think they should,
like,
yeah.
For a cone of silence around under 21s.
We've also, yeah.
You cannot we're not going
to
listen.
When you're old enough to drink, then you're old enough to... speak
be
about
an
your
asshole.
Yeah, but also we've been hounding the Smiths a lot, but the Jenners are the real family here, because the Smiths are the Jenners are not on this level. They're huge celebrities right now, but they're
for
not
no reason, which is what's
right
weird.
But Kris Jenner is a complete crazy person. Her
oh,
talk
that's
show
a Kardashian
I've seen bits
mom
and, yeah that's the, yeah. the mother of the Kardashians. So I think her daughter, I mean, she's kind of
they're on that level. I mean,
I think yeah I don't know if they have the longevity. We'll see in 10 years. I mean, they're building
Kim's,
a lot of brands.
Yeah. They Kim's don't have making the talent, money, but they have
the
recognition. They built an empire. I mean, they certainly have money.
No, for sure.
You're right.
Between the reality show, the clothing lines.
Exactly. The perfume. The perfume. This,
but this is just sad. I feel like these two younger daughters, like, never had a chance.
No.
Like, they were, like, never. You know, that's just, like, a big bummer.
That's why they should be washing dishes in a...
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be giving fucking happy endings like the rest of us in Chinatown until they're 21.
You know, that it would make them better people if they...
I totally agree.
Well, we're sorry for you too, but at the same time, we're not sorry enough that we didn't just lambaste you on our microphones. So yeah, you know what you're getting into, kids.
I hope they get pregnant.
Oh, I hope they both get pregnant.
Jaden Smith is like, I saw a pattern and now I'm pregnant. I'm like, what are you talking about?
We're on
about?
Another level. Well, we want to see, we know that you are involved in a relationship, mm-hmm. but we want to just role play just for a moment and pretend that you're a single lady.
Okay.
In, go back 11 years.
Ooh, 12 years.
To single lady.
This is called virtual sugar.
Oh. Oh, this is
that sound means,
virtual sugar.
Yeah.
I loved you. Like, oh. That was amazing. Okay, so what we do here is we find a real OkCupid profile.
The popular dating website.
You know, OkCupid.
Great, yes.
Soon to be a sponsor, JK. So we find a real OkCupid profile that we think is an amazing matchup for you, and then we improvise a date with this person.
Oh,
so we just want to see you in action, girl. So sip those bubbles, loosen up. You're going on a date with Chimp Change, played by Murph, and he's going to take you to FAO Schwartz, and I'll be playing any like little extra characters around the way. So date begins now.
Hey, hi. Hello. I'm Wes.
Oh, hi, Wes. I'm Trixie.
Trixie, very nice to meet you. You look lovely in this light.
Oh, thanks.
The FAO Schwartz fluorescence. Yeah, gorgeous. So what do we say we step inside and look around a little?
Okay.
Hi, welcome to FAO Schwartz.
Wow. That's, I don't know if they should have this man greeting us at the front door.
I don't identify as a gender.
Okay.
Yes, I do identify as a midget.
Oh. Fair enough.
Did you bring your kids today?
No, it's
no
just
kids.
No kids. Definitely no kids.
No kids.
Long term, we're talking no kids.
No.
That's on my profile anyway.
I have a lot of people to greet, so just move it or lose it.
Okay.
Keep going on through.
Let's keep going.
You're gonna hit the bear section. I repeat,
love bears.
The bear.
You a bear fan?
Section.
I love a hairy bear.
Goodbye.
Well, they've got so many. There's like four aisles of bears here. Let me buy you a bear.
Okay, let's see which one I can sit on his lap.
Oh, this is a large little guy here.
Oh, my.
Wait, that looks like a costume.
Oh, my God.
That's a costume human being. Sorry, I imagine it's a human
what
being.
What the fuck? I like to sleep here. I come over from a Times Square.
Well, it's a homeless man in a bear costume.
Oh, it smells.
Yeah, all right.
Wait,
sir,
you can sleep on me if you want. I'm sorry you scared me.
No, don't sit on his lap. It looks moist.
Hey, you guys got a dollar?
Yeah, here's $1. Thank you. Goodbye.
You got another dollar?
Nope, $1. See,
sorry.
You give a mouse a cookie.
I gave it work.
You give a
I'm not
bear.
A mouse, I'm a bear.
Get out.
Rawr.
Oh, boy.
Maybe we should go over to the pony aisle.
The ponies, yeah. I mean, this bear aisle is a mess.
We've got to have like little plastic horses somewhere, let's see.
Definitely. I can pick you up a little plastic horse instead.
Maybe a unicorn if we're looking for something.
Ooh,
excuse me?
The most rare of all the horses.
I'm sorry. Have you seen my parents?
Little girl, I'm sorry.
Don't talk to me.
Yes, please don't speak to us. We don't want children. Have you read
I'm
our
okay? I'm not a toy store to talk to children, okay?
Yeah, we're two adults looking through the aisles of a toy store for ourselves.
Exactly. God, you can't even enjoy anything without kids ruining it.
I know.
I'm scared.
Well, look.
My parents dropped me off here at 8 a.m.
Look,
I've been here by myself.
There's a guy two aisles over. I'm sure he can take care of you. He's wearing a bear
look
costume.
For a bear.
He's got a dollar. He'll buy you an ice cream.
I'll go look for the big bear.
Good. Man. I mean, I definitely feel bad about that, but at the same time,
maybe we should go over to board games.
Yeah, let's do board games. What's your favorite? I'm a Clue guy.
I don't really like board games, but it just seems safer.
Hey, that little kid's laughing at us. Little kid, stop peeking through the aisles. We're on a date.
I know what happens on dates. You're going to touch your boob, and their wiener's going to get hard.
God, this little fat bastard.
I'm not fat. My mom's such a big bone.
Well, your mom's a fool, and she's really, she's
also
candy
dead,
coating
you
it.
Asshole.
You speak to your mother from beyond the grave?
Yeah. We Skype.
Well, here's a Ouija board. I'm going to grab Clue.
Perfect.
Take this. Speak to your mom, kid, and leave us alone. So maybe we could, wait a minute. It's the piano from Big.
Oh, my God.
Should we? Dare we reenact?
We have to.
I'll be Robert Loggia. You be Tom Hanks.
Bum, bum, bum. Get away from me, you bear!
Oh, no.
Come here, little girl.
Finally, justice.
Yeah, finally that girl got her ass torn up. Yikes. All right.
Well, I'll have to ask you guys to leave the store.
Okay. Well, can we go on a second? I mean, this first date has been fun, but it seems like there's been a lot of interruptions. Would you care to go on a second date, maybe to more of an adult-themed establishment?
I think that'd be a wiser choice. Maybe we could get a couple's massage.
Oh, yes.
Second date.
Excellent.
I love when you get a second date.
Yeah. Sometimes they crash and burn and there's no second date.
Sometimes everyone dies.
Yeah. Sometimes horrible things are said that you can never take back. But that was fun. And yeah, I loved love that we ended it with a couple's massage. Second date possibility, which is nice.
I can't believe you told that poor child to go find the bear man.
I know. It was just, she was kind of, I was in the moment and I thought, well, this little
child.
Well,
you also said to go back in time. I think I was even more callous.
No, you were amazing. You were a bright star.
I was a monster.
You were a monster.
I was a complete monster.
Monsters make me really sad.
Yeah. You know what else makes me sad?
What, Murph?
Saying goodbye to Trixie Little.
Oh. Is that it?
That was it.
Oh.
It was a sprint.
You went out.
It wasn't a marathon. There's too many marathons in the city today. We decided to do a quick sprint.
You can see Trixie Little and the Evil Hate Machine.
Evil Hate Monkey?
What am I doing?
He is kind of a machine.
He is a machine.
Oh, my God. I just called your chest-haired lover a machine. I'm
yeah.
so sorry.
Well, which is he is a machine.
Evil Hate Monkey.
He's like a stripping.
At the Box.
Acrobatic machine.
At the Slipper Room. Yeah. They're doing a ton of shows in Baltimore over the holidays.
Yes, they're from Baltimore. One of our personal favorites, Mr. John Waters, also from Baltimore. I just thought I'd throw that
in there. Love Baltimore.
The hairdo capital of the world.
Is it? That's fantastic.
Well, check them out in Baltimore.
Get your hair did and go to a show, y'all.
TrixieLittle.com. Also tweet at TrixieLittle.
Upcoming shows we told you about. You can find Trixie Little on Facebook. She's also
Instagram.
On Instagram.
Instagram.
She loves Instagram.
Good pictures.
So many great photos.
It's not a lot of selfies, you guys. It's better than that.
Perfect.
Better than selfies?
In this day and
the
age, what could be
eyes.
Better? Well, look, tweet at us. I mean, we do nothing but selfies at Menage Radio. And also,
we want to thank Taylor Moore, our producer.
Oh, Tay.
Who's literally covered in chest hair.
Yeah, his shirt is off.
Lots
his chest hair is glistening in this light.
Find us online, menageatoisradio.com, and email us all your questions and thoughts at menageatoisradio@gmail.com.
We're so helpful with these things, as you've witnessed here today. We really give the best advice in the business.
The best advice.
Evil hate machine / monkey.
Guys, I'm really sorry.
You guys have to have monkey on now.
Yes,
oh, we
yes, we do.
To.
We would love to.
My God. Get him over here.
After his butt stitches heal.
Oh, yes. His poor little bottom got cut up doing that.
Well, he was hanging out with that bear from FAO Shorts.
Oh, man. That bear tore his ass up. I'm so sad I said that about a little girl.
Sensual jams provided by French Horn Rebellion. Hear more at FrenchHornRebellion.com.